WBIL News Radio 1090. We're joined now by Big Ten Network analyst and sporting news writer Mike DeCourcy is with us. Mike, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. So we're getting down to the wire here, believe it or not. This basketball season's gone by pretty fast. Right now, looking at the Maryland Terrapins specifically before their game tomorrow night in State College against Penn State, still level of surprise with how the Terps are playing this year?
Honestly, in some ways, surprised that they're playing not as well lately. After I saw them in Kansas City in late November, and then watched them develop through the rest of the non-conference, I thought they looked like a really strong, solid team that was well built to do well both in the Big Ten, perhaps not to win the championship, but certainly to compete high in the standings, and then to do fairly well in the NCAAs. And I still think that they can come around to performing well in the NCAAs if they, quote-unquote, get their act together. I mean, they're not the same team that they were a few weeks ago. They have not defended as well generally. They've not performed as well on offense generally. Sunday was really a surprise that they played as poorly as they did in Iowa, although they had a nice bounce back in a tough game against Indiana. It's still not a team that is playing at or near its peak level. And I think Mark would tell you that. I think you can see that reflected in their results and in their performances. But like you said, there's still some basketball to be played. And, you know, those six or seven games remaining on the regular season schedule, plus the time that they get in the Big Ten tournament, however long they choose to last, there's a lot of time for improvement in those games.
And Mike, right now, when you look at the Big Ten, if you had to guess right now, you know, put your best bracketology hat on, how many teams get a bid to the NCAA tournament?
One could guess like six and probably be in the range, but it's really hard to say because most of the Big Ten's tournament contenders, let's say, are in a mass of teams that are very similar to most of the mid-tier teams in the ACC and most everyone in the SEC beyond Kentucky, and a few teams from the Pac-12 and teams probably 5 to 8 in the Big 12. I mean, there are so, and Big East as well. I forgot about them. I mean, there are so many teams that are in that range. It's kind of when Syracuse self-imposed last week and people dismissed it by saying, well, they weren't going anyway, I thought that was nonsense. I mean, they were basically the same as every other team. They were 15-7. It's like the whole world is 15-7 right now.
Right.
I don't know where it'll end up. I know that there are 7 or 8 teams with a chance, and all of them beyond, Maryland could really sort of bluff their way to the end and still get in. I mean, they wouldn't get in as prominent a position as their team should get, but I mean, they could go 500 more or less the rest of the way, and they're going to get in. Certainly, Wisconsin is going to get in, and they could, again, I mean, Wisconsin could lose nearly all their games and still get in, again, not, below what their standard is. But most of the rest of the teams, I mean, you're looking at Purdue and Indiana to some extent, and Iowa and Michigan State and maybe a little bit less Ohio State, but still, again, not enough quality wins for them to feel really secure. Those teams all have to, they all have to hustle. They all have to win more than they lose and win enough of the right ones and not lose any of the wrong ones to feel good about where they're going.
Mike DeCourcy from the Big Ten Network is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And Mike, for those of us here in this area new to watching the Big Ten, it is an interesting brand of basketball, especially considering what we grew up watching around here in the ACC. It's tough. It's gritty. It's not up and down like we're used to, I would say. But there's quality basketball. There's no question about that. I've been impressed with the venues and some of the tough environments to play on the road. Is this kind of a typical Big Ten year? I know that's a tough question, but is this kind of the way it looks year in and year out?
Well, for one, the one area I would dispute, the ACC basketball you grew up with and that my career grew up with hasn't been played for several years.
That is true. That is true.
So you're not seeing as much of a change in that respect as you would have if Maryland had left the ACC in 2001, say. I would imagine the Big 10 would say they hope this is not a typical Big 10 year, because the previous 2 years they were at a really high standard, performing really well, exceptional. In 2013, it was probably the best the league had been in 20 years. They had a lot of guys go pro. And some of their best players are younger players now, Melo being one of them, D'Angelo Russell, that kind of thing. I'm sure it's not what the Big Ten would want to be a typical year. And I'd say, based on averaging out over the course of this decade, it's not typical. It's below the Big Ten standard, and I'm sure they want to get it back. And I'm sure that Maryland, if that program continues to mature, will be a big part of that.
Yeah, that would be a logical step there. We're talking to Mike DeCourcy, Big Ten Network analyst, and also from the Sporting News, sportingnews.com. And Mike, Wisconsin, they are a legitimate team fighting for a one seed if they play really well down the stretch. Compared to other teams you see out there right now, how good is Wisconsin? I know no one's surprised that they're good this year. They've been relevant for a long time and really good for a couple of years. But how good is this team in your estimation?
It's an outstanding team. One of the four or five best teams in the country this year. Great on offense, extraordinary on offense, just a beautiful brand of basketball. It's funny because Wisconsin's reputation is to play sort of slug it out ball, really guard hard, and maybe not play at a fast tempo. And so they get a reputation for being unattractive. Well, just playing not as fast doesn't mean you're unattractive. And this team actually does play at a pretty quick pace. It scores really well. Defensively, they're not as good as they've been under Bo in the past, but they've been able to get enough stops to win most games. And certainly, Kaminsky's very good in the post defensively, and Josh Gosser's a great shutdown player. But they haven't been quite as good at containing the basketball. I wonder how much of that has to do with the necessity to be great defensively not being really there. They've been able to separate from most teams on their schedule being good offensively, and maybe the urgency to defend isn't quite what it should be or needs to be if they're going to make the Final Four contend for the title.
Last question about Maryland. They won't win the ACC or the Big Ten regular season. They'll be maybe a contender, maybe as good as a 2 seed, 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Let's just assume for a moment Maryland plays pretty well down the stretch. They get things together and they end on a fairly high note. Maybe they're a 4 or 5 seed come NCAA tournament time. Is this team capable of knocking off a few teams in the big dance?
Oh, at their best, absolutely. I mean, they've got everything you'd want. Not as much experience in the tournament, which is probably not helpful. Smotrich has played in the tournament. I'm pretty sure Des Wells played in his freshman year. But a lot of those guys, either because they're freshmen or because the team hasn't been successful lately, haven't played a ton of tournament games. So that doesn't help. But from a technical standpoint, I mean, they've got a lot of what you want. They've got a couple of big guys to use for fouls and to consume the lane. They've got multiple options as stretch fours, with Jake Layman at his best being one of the really good ones. They've got a point guard who's dynamic, and they've got a rugged guy in Des Wells who can do a lot of different things to win a game for you. So, yeah, I think they can do well, but that comes down to them getting back their fastball, so to speak, which has been elusive for the last 2, 3, maybe even a month. And then the second thing of that is, do they get the right matchups? I'm not sure exactly at this point what kind of team they wouldn't want to play, because I haven't seen enough of them at their best to know what beats them at their best. I know that at their weakest, they can be beaten by a lot of people.
That is true.
We've seen.
That is true. Great insight from Mike DeCourcy, Big Ten Network analyst. Also find him at sportingnews.com. Mike, thank you so much. I hope we can catch up again soon.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mike DeCourcy. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.